Can you rise, church? Let's do that. Honor God's servant. Can you rise with a good God bless you? With a shout, a celebration. We receive the ministry of Pastor Sam Oluwatuwe. Thank you very much, Pastor.
Can you celebrate God more? Can you do something better for the Holy Spirit? Can you raise down the roof and let God know that you're in the house? Glory to Jesus. Wow, I'm so excited to be here now. Praise the Lord. Please help me celebrate your pastor and his wife. Let's celebrate the grace of God upon his life. I'm happy that what I'm seeing this year is not what I saw last year. I'm just so excited in my spirit. We're going to do something in 1 minute. I know you must have done it again and again, but I want you to please permit me that we should do this. And that's to celebrate God. But let me explain how you want to celebrate Him. We want to give the kind of shout that I believe that Joshua and the army gave to bring down the walls of Jericho. Listen. If God could do this, He has not even started. You have not seen anything yet. I hope you know that. I feel the resources that have gone into this work. I can imagine. I understand. It's only when you're not constructing that you just think that nothing is happening. I can imagine the millions, the tens of millions in this place. And that can only be God. So can you give a shout now to let God know? Come on, bring down the roof. Let God know that you're excited. Are you ready for the Holy Spirit? Lift up your hands to the Lord and worship Him. Give Him all the praise. Yes, you are Messiah,
Lion of Judah, Hagodesh.
Yeshua,
Yeshua, Amashia, Lion of Judah, Hakodeshepa.
Oh, Yeshua.
and worship the Lord right where you are. Magnify His name. Can you give Him the praise and worship Him? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Brighter Morning Star, the Ancient of Days, the King of Glory, the I Am That I Am, the One who was, who is, and who is to come. We thank You tonight for what You are set to do in the lives of Your people. Oh Lord, thank You, Jesus. Move like never before and glorify Your name. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate God with a clap offering. And let the devil hear. Let the devil know that you're celebrating God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Please be seated. Thank you. Are you ready tonight? I know that in these 21 days of glory, you must have heard a lot. You must have been really blessed. All the various anointings and graces. So I'm just here to add to the things you must have heard. Glory to Jesus. I know by God's grace I'll be here today and then on Thursday too. Is it Thursday, sir? So But I want you to tell your neighbor, tell him, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I know that you've been, you know, trusting God, waiting on the Lord, and expecting something to happen in your life. And something tells me that tonight is the night when your life will never remain the same. Oh, if you believe it, shout aloud, amen. I want to quickly share with you on something. So we're going to do it gradually so that if I don't conclude tonight, then we go ahead on Thursday. But I'm hoping I'll do something else on Thursday. But I want to talk to you tonight. Please help me celebrate Pastor Ireland. Let's celebrate God's grace upon his life. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. And I have one of my pastors and P with me here, Pastor Joshua. Help me celebrate him tonight. God bless you, sir. Praise the Lord. I want to quickly talk to you about igniting your spirit. Igniting your spirit. There is nothing we do in this kingdom without the Spirit. The whole essence of this kingdom is the Spirit. Understand that when God created man, He created spirits. Spirits. And God said, let us create man in our own image and in our own likeness. And the Bible says, in the image of God, God created man. Male and female created he them. So God created spirits like himself. Because the Bible says God is spirit. God is not human form. God is spirit. When you come into Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. All things are become new. What becomes new? Your spirit, man, because you are a spirit. Our relationship with God is spirit-like. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's less about your body. No, it's about the spirit. The Bible says there are two that lusted against each other. The flesh and the spirit. It's not about your flesh. It's about your spirit. And that's why sometimes when people encounter God, sometimes they look at their body, it doesn't change. But something has happened to you, whether you know it or not. Since you've been coming for this meeting, you may not know, but you're already changing. Are you hearing me? You're already changing. And then it gets to a level where the spirit begins to rub off on your body. And I'm going to explain that to you. But God connects with your spirit. It is through the spirit realm that God speaks to us. So a man, when, when God told Adam, he said, you know, there's a fruit you mustn't eat. That one in the middle of the garden, don't touch it. He said, for the day you eat it, you will surely die. And the Bible says Adam ate it. But did he die physically? No. But he died. He died. God was speaking to the real him. God said, the real you will die. And that's what happened. So the moment they ate the fruit, the Bible says, they found out they were naked. That was death. Because they were not supposed to know they were naked. You see now? Someone says, I'm poor. How do you know you are poor? Something is wrong. You see, you know I'm sick. How do you know you are sick? You are not supposed to know you are sick. Because you are not supposed to be sick. When you start finding out you are sick, something is wrong. Something is wrong somewhere. Oh, you know, why have you not been coming to church? You know, everything has been somehow, there's no money in my pocket. How did you get to that level? That you are now knowing. So if you operate in the spirit, you will not know there is no money. If you operate in the spirit, you will not be having transportation problem. Oh, I wish I were talking to someone. Philip was somewhere and he ministered to someone. He was in the realm of the spirit and he had to leave where he was. He wasn't thinking of transportation money. No, the Bible says he just disappeared and found himself in another location. Why? He was moving in the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? When you're operating in the spirit, you are not conscious of lack. You are not conscious of sickness. Glory to Jesus. Oh, when you're too conscious of this thing, something is wrong somewhere. And that's why you have to ignite your spirit, man. That's the real you. Glory to Jesus. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Let's read verse 11. It says, not lagging in diligence. What's the next one? No, I can't hear you. Help me say it again. This is God's command to you. Fervent in spirit. Not dull in spirit. Are you hearing me? Not down in the spirit. Now many people come to church and say, I'm very down. Mm-mm. Then they say, serving the Lord. Why? This is the only way to serve the Lord. That you are not lagging in diligence. You are fervent in spirit. I'm going to be showing you what it means to be fervent. If you are fervent in the spirit, I'm telling you, your whole life is going to change. When you come to church, you have a new concept. Are you hearing me? There are certain things you won't be aware of. You won't be conscious of. When you are fervent, God wants your spirit ignited. Brother, we have come to a place where our spirits are about to be ignited. Are you hearing me? We have come to a place where we are moving out of the flesh. We are moving out of the natural. We are coming into another realm. Are you hearing me? We're coming into what is called the realm of glory, where you experience God like never before. How many of you are ready to experience God? Lift up your voice and shout amen. Amen. Can you help me tell three people around you, get ready to experience God. Get ready. Get ready. We can't do anything worthwhile for the Lord if our spirits are dry. There's so much carnality now because people's spirits are dry. Hi-ya-ya. There's nothing like having a fervent spirit. You hear God like never before. Are you hearing me? Whenever you hear God, people think that you're using something. Are you hearing me? Because it's on a whole new level. Others are crying. You are on a roller coaster. You know, there are people that when they come to church, people are always insulting them because of the way they behave. Because when they come to church, they don't behave like others. Everything is just joyful. Hey, you know, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, I'm good. I'm blessed. It's only you that is always blessed. He's on another level. Don't join those people that come to church. How are you, brother? Is where we are managing. No, you are not managing. You are more than a conqueror. You are great. Are you hearing me? You are more than a conqueror. You are not managing. Glory to Jesus. Can I tell you something? The Lord says, I should tell someone, the devil is in trouble in your life tonight. The devil has lost a battle in your life tonight.
God is set to do something new in your life tonight. Tap your neighbor. Tell him, I'm the one. Who am I talking to here tonight? Lift up your voice and shout yes. Listen, I'm talking to you about igniting your spirit. So you can't afford to be gentle tonight. When that thing enters your bones, you begin to shout. Are you hearing me? Go to somebody, tell him, get ready. We're not in the mortuary. Our spirit's about to be ignited. Shada. Sit down. Let me tell you some things. Listen, tonight I'm not going to be surprised if somebody jumps from the left to the right. Because when your spirit is ignited, you are not gentle. Peter and John were arrested and put in the prison. By the next morning, they were preaching in the temple. And so people said, are those not the people we imprison? They are out. You imprison their body. Their spirits are out. And they carry their body along. Are you hearing me? So if you're going through some stuff tonight and you're wondering, how am I going to come out? Get ready to come out now. Hey. Get ready to come out of that financial mess. Get ready to come out of the academical mess. God is about to bring you out now. Hey, who am I talking about here? Can you give a shout? Sit down. Listen, everything you would ever become, listen to this, everything you become. You know, when your pastor was preaching, he was just like, Lord, he don't preach my message, finish. It was just exactly things. Everything you're going to become will be brought forth from your spirit. I want to teach you something tonight. And this teaching is very vital. So you understand how to reproduce some things. Everything you will become. I've been trying to get a visa to go and study in UK. There's no visa. It's not yet in your spirit. Yeah. I want to teach you. Because I want you to understand how. Because this is real. If it enters your spirit, you will bring it out. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what will happen. You will bring it out. Today I was communicating with our teens pastor who just finished. He finished about 2 years ago. Came out with the first class. And he was trusting God to go do his master's. And I told him, I said, don't do your master's in Nigeria. Trying to get it out of the country. So he was trying to work on something. So they just gave him his visa. He's going for a direct PhD. So he got it. He got it. A school in Italy. Full scholarship. And he was talking to me. And when he started, he said, Pastor, I don't know anybody. I said, let it enter your spirit. If it enters your spirit, it will manifest. You see, it's a knowing. That's what I want to teach you. There are things you have been asking for. The thing has not entered your spirit. He said, they bounced me. It didn't enter. Because if it entered, they cannot bounce you. No matter how they try, they cannot. Because it's in your spirit. It's in your spirit. Many people don't know how to use their spirit to receive and take hold of things. There's a way. You can't have pastors. You can't have your pastor function without his spirit being as strong as. Listen, this thing you're seeing is not mental. It's not mental. It's in the spirit. Oh, I wish I were talking to someone. It's in the spirit. We were having a service last week, and you know, in our normal weekday services, everywhere is always full. So one of the pastors that came came to me and said, he said, obviously, these people are not coming. Because we didn't even do flyer. We didn't even do flyer for the program. But the whole room was full. And that's how it is every week. So he tapped and said, this thing is not normal. It's not, I said, it can't even be flyer because we didn't do flyer. See, there are things that when you incubate in your spirit, you will see it naturally. I know many of you said, they asked us to come for 21 days of glory. It's not because they asked you to come. You were in your pastor's spirit. That's why you showed up. Yeah. That's why you showed up. Some of you didn't ever want to come. The spirit moved you. Yes. See, because your pastor had seen that there was going to be a full auditorium in his spirit, if all of you decided not to come, God will be importing people. People will just be branching. You say, where are you going? I don't know. Somebody just actually, because it's a spiritual thing. See, a lot of times we try to do things mechanically. Let me work it. Let me try it. No. Understand that you are, that's why you must understand your spirit. That's why I'm going to be showing you this. Glory to Jesus. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit. There's something about your spirit that has to be ignited. Don't go back home the same way you came. Don't go back home still complaining. You know, things are not easy. That means nothing has been ignited. When you get back home, people are supposed to be asking you, what's wrong with you? What has happened to you? Say, just leave me alone. Lebra koto shita. Hebra kata kata. Yedo shite. Heya. Heya. You understand what I'm talking about? You need something. You don't have the money, but you're walking there and say, you have started behaving as if you're mad. Lebro koski da da da. Etebodo shikete. Ekra diza tata. And then you ask for it and they're wondering, are you okay? You listen, it's in my spirit. I'll teach you. You will see it. I just need to make you understand this. Because when that is settled in you, that is not about being mechanical. You will know how to attract things. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hiya. Hiya. Tonight, there will be a transference of spirits. You know, when fire is burning, you just don't put things close to it because they will catch the fire. Everyone here tonight will catch an unusual fire. I mean unusual fire. So get ready everywhere. Get ready. Elohim Adonai. Listen, when the spirit becomes ignited and we are praying, when there is synergy of spirits, miracles happen. Miracles happen. Some of you, you came with some ailments, you're not going back home with them. Some of you, as you sit there, you're wondering, where will I get money for this? Even tomorrow. You will get an unusual call. So you don't understand how it works. Somebody will call you and say, you know, I couldn't rest. I couldn't sleep. Something was just disturbing me. I couldn't rest. Because you're going to attract those things with your spirit tonight. Glory to Jesus. Listen, a lukewarm spirit will produce moderate result or no result. Lukewarm spirit. If God said, I will spew you out of my mouth, you are neither hot nor cold. See, many people, the problem is they come to church with lukewarm spirits. They are not here, they are not there. They only shout amen. Amen.
they're not sure of where they are. They have lukewarm spirit. Are you hearing me? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Everyone who has produced extraordinary results in the scriptures were dangerous men who had ignited spirits. Dangerous men. Dangerous men. Whose spirits were ignited to another level. Elijah came and said, by my word, there shall not be dew nor rain this 3.5 years. And it was so. You know, you can make decrees. Several years ago, went for a crusade somewhere. My pastors and I, we used to have a meeting every Easter and Christmas. And this was the Easter meeting. It was a crusade, an evangelistic meeting. So we went for the crusade. And when we got there, on the day of the crusade, rain began to fall. Heavy rain. And my pastor went into the rain. After praying, I could sense the man was not in this world. He came out on another dimension. And in the rain, he declared, rain, stop. And the rain stopped instantly. Listen, that's not the interesting part. So we had a crusade for 4 days, no rain. I went back to our churches. On about the 17th day, the people in that community was like a village. They came to church to look for us and said, sir, the rain you stopped. Let me tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because rain was falling around the place. It didn't fall on the crusade ground. Till the 17th day. Rain began to fall around. It didn't fall on that ground. So they said, sir, can you come and help us return the rain? Yes. And we went back there and he declared, rain, you are free to fall. He left. That afternoon, rain fell and rain fell there. Hey, brother, you don't even know what you carry at all. Hey! Yeah. See, I'd like to let you know the kind of... See, the Bible says Jesus went somewhere and some guys didn't make reservations for him. And John was angry and said, Master, shall we call down fire upon this man? You know what Jesus said? Don't try. You don't know what manner of spirit you are of. The founder of the RCCG one time went to his office at Ebutimeta. When he got there, somebody parked in his space. So he told, the man was just parking. So he said, sir, sorry, this is my parking space. Man said, shut up. Anybody get back? This is my, nobody has parking space here. The founder just kept quiet and said, okay, it is well. Let the Lord that answers by fire, let him be my God. That's what he said. And he left the place. As he was leaving the place, fire caught the man's car. Yes, yes. Real life, this is not caught the man's car. The man was shouting, help me, I will be back. People are troubling you because they don't know the kind of spirit you carry. So there are places where you get to when they come and disturb you. When they see what is on your inside. When you speak a word, it shall come to pass. How many of you am I talking to tonight? Can you shout aloud, amen? I'm not sharing fictions with you. These are things you have to understand. This is what happens. This is reality. Many ministries, businesses, lives are dry because the spirits have become lifeless. Leko shatabaya. Yande kuri maskida. Ekravasata lianoza. Ah. May you never be lifeless. Listen, I'm saying this with passion because I know what it means. I know the effect of being lifeless. People will be coming to you and be greeting you well, as if all is well. But you will know in your heart that what was happening is no longer happening because you have become lifeless. Oh Lord, I refuse to be lifeless. You can't produce anything hotter and bigger than your passion. You cannot. Your passion places a limit over whatever you do. If you're going to do big things, get yourself ignited. Why must your spirit be ignited? I'll tell you now. Number one, so you can do extraordinary things. You can do extraordinary things. If you want to do what your mates are doing, you don't need an ignited spirit. If you want to do what your friends are doing, just live a normal life. Are you hearing me? Wake up in the morning. Father, we thank you. Go to work. Eat every day. Drink Coke and drink Mirinda and be fine and sleep. Wake up again and be playing around. But if you're going to do extraordinary things, if men are going to look up to you and say, wow, you are different. Shikade bakata. Your spirit must be ignited. Number two, so you can produce signs and wonders. The realm of signs and wonders does not answer to dry spirits. Kila gray sondra ambrose tida. Doesn't answer to dry spirits. It answers to ignited spirits. Many years ago, it wasn't long I'd given my life to Christ. I was coming from church, from a church meeting. And as I stepped close to my house, I saw on the right hand side of as people were gathered much and they were crying. So I was wondering what was going on. And I branched to see. And I found out that there was a girl who had just passed on, a small girl. And they were crying. And the Spirit told me, you have the fire. Go in there and pray for her. She will stand up. I had to reply the Spirit. Spirit. If you know you want to send somebody else. And he told me, go. Brethren, I just walked into the place. I was very small. I just gave my life to Christ. I was like maybe 17 or so. I got into the place and saw people cry. And I knelt down by the girl's side. And I prayed a simple prayer. And she coughed and jacked up. Brethren, I tell you the truth. When she coughed, I ran away. No, this is no joke. I ran away. Because nobody even saw me too. They carried this girl. Me too, I ran away. You know, I tell people, when you see real miracles, you will faint. A few years ago, a young man came to our church. I don't know if I told you before. And he came in. At that time, I just come from a conference in South Africa, you know, with my mentor. So I came back. And then I've been praying for the gift of healing. When I came back, the Lord said, do you really want the gift? I said, yes. So he gave me something to do. It was an assignment. It was the seed I had to sow. So I did the seed. After the seed, on a Sunday in the afternoon, God came to me and said, you have just received the gift. And I want you to know you have received the gift. I said, thank you, Lord. On Wednesday was our service time. I was in church while I was preaching. At that time, we're less than 200 members at that time. As I was preaching, all of a sudden, one man came. He was carried in with crutches. So on the left and on the right. I was even wondering why he came for service. And then, to make matters worse, there was a seat open in front. They just brought it in front. Bam. I kept preaching. It was my own. I came to preach the word of God. But as I was preaching, every time I moved to this side, I had to move back. Then I moved that one time and got to his front, and God said, pray for him. He can walk. I had to convince myself that he's not the Lord I'm speaking of. So I walked back again. I walked back to where he was again. The Lord said, pray for him. So I said, okay, to pray for him, I can't just pray. Let me know the conditions. I can know whether it was God that spoke to me or not. So I asked him, I said, young man, how are you? He said, fine. I said, what happened? He said, I had an accident. And I had issues with my spinal cord. And the doctor said, I will not be able to walk again. So in my Bible, I said, Oton. That's not, God is not asking me to pray. See? No, I just wanted to let you know, Lord, I tried my best. I just wanted you to know that you didn't ask me to pray. So I kept preaching. As I kept preaching, every time I go back there, the Lord would say, pray for him. Then I remembered that the Lord said, you have just gotten the anointing for healing.
So I said, I told our pastors, I told him, do you believe you walk? You know, that some people don't help your feet. I thought he was going to say yes. I'll say yeah, but he said. So I told some of our pastors, I said, carry him on the left and on the right. Try and stand him up. So they carried him up. And I prayed for him. He fell under the anointing. Someone that cannot walk is falling again. I said, hey, Lord, I have finally worsened his case. So when he fell under the anointing, our pastors, I said, pastors, carry him up again. They carried him up. I prayed. He fell under the anointing again. I said, carry him up again. When they carried him up, I said, leave him alone. Brother, when they left him alone, I said, walk. When he took the first step, the two pastors that carried him, they fainted. No, I'm telling you, this is real. They fainted. That's when I got to know, you have not seen miracle. That's why you are still laughing. When you see the one, you either faint or you'll be crying. You say, yeah! They fainted. That young man walked back home. Brother, some diverse miracles are going to take place in this place tonight. Are you ready for the power of the Holy Ghost? Hey! Yekebo! Lembrakonda Shida! Sit down. Sit down. Let me just teach you a bit more. Your spirit must be nice to there can be signs and wonders. Number three, so you can defeat your Goliath. Did you hear that? So you can do what? Number four, because of time, I'll just rush some of them. An ignited spirit is your assurance of a reward from God. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. As much as you know that what? Huh? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Let's check it out. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast. What else? Immovable. Always do what? Abounding in the word. That means be ignited in your spirit. Always do something. Hey, yeah. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, there are things you ask God for. You are so sure it will come because you have an ignited spirit. Are you hearing me? Some of you come to church every time, working. He said, we are building. You come, you help with carrying the sand. You help with erecting this, erecting that. And you think you're wasting your time. No, you can't be wasting your time. I'm telling you the truth. I know you cannot. So, and someone will be insulting you and say, you know, oh, you're always going to church every time. Only God knows why you're coming back. Leave them alone. Hiya. If only you know how the things of God work, you will know that He makes all things beautiful in His own time. Are you hearing me? I found out something. When God wants to reward the believer, at the time when others, their graph is coming like this, that is when your own is going like this. For the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter unto a perfect day. Tell me about my life is getting better. Yay! Don't get tired. Don't let anybody tell you and say you it's only God that you know. It's only church. There was a time in my life I was sleeping in the church. That was where my home was. Wake up, sweep the church alone, paint the church. Paint the church. When I think of some of those things, I say, Lord, thank you for making me do them. I'm telling you, thank you for making me do them. Your reward is coming.
Do you believe it? Do you believe you're not wasting your time? Every time we have to go for evangelism, you're always out doing something, preaching to someone, trying to get somebody to church. You are not wasting your time. No. There's a reward for it. That's why your spirit has to keep being ignited, so don't get tired. Someone says, you are in every team. You are in praying department. You are in fasting department. You are in... Say, yes, I'm in everything. I always tell people, there's no department I've not served in church. Yes. None. I've been an usher. I've been a choir. I've been evangelism. Children, mention. I've been there. But I was not wasting my time. Glory to Jesus. The next one. I love this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's read from verse 1. Why must your spirit be ignited? We got to be fast now because there's something to do. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Continue. That in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. Continue. Imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. The first time I read this passage, I was like, Lord, what does this mean? Powerful. When your spirit is ignited, let me tell you, one of the most beautiful parts of having an ignited spirit is that you don't feel the pains of trials. You know, I have a mentor. There are things that when he says, before now, I used to wonder, how can I be saying God this counting? I've heard your story now. You say things like, I've never suffered in my life. I'll be like, He said, I've never been poor in my life. Until I began to understand the meaning. That see, there are things you're going through. People will be laughing at you, but you're not seeing it. It's an ignited spirit. When your spirit is ignited, you may have no money, you will not know. You will not know. People will say, but you were looking poor. I didn't know. I was bouncing in the Holy Ghost. You know, there are some people when they come to church, you will know they have problem. You will know. Elohim Adonai. You wonder, what's wrong with this, our brother? Very great worship. Others will be worshiping and they'll be looking at them. Yeshua. Amashiach. Sorry, to look like they're not doing. Lion of Judah. Agunete. Then they will check their pockets. Yeshua. To ensure that there's no money. Yeshua. They will continue. Amashiach. But there are people, even though they trek down from here, 5 kilometers, yet they get into church. When the worship is on, hey! You'll be wondering, but I know this brother now, he was trekking. No, they cannot see that trekking. They cannot see that problem. They cannot see that trial. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Somebody give a shout! Sit down. Hey, yeah. Acts chapter 7. Lay bro ko shikata baya. Go to verse 55. Acts 7:55.
I love this. You know who this was? You know who this was? A man called Stephen. He was being stoned. You know, sometimes I say, Lord, thank you for the apostles of old. Thank you for the grace upon their life. Because thank you for not bringing us at that time. Because even just some of us, when they start stoning, say, yeah, I'm not here again. No. Bible says, He being full of the Holy Spirit. He being full. You know, it is that being full that is the real thing. He being full of the Holy Spirit gazed into heaven. He was being stoned though, but look at what was happening to him. While they were stoning him, something else was happening to him. You see? And saw the glory of God. Then he saw Jesus. This is the scripture that made me to know that it's possible to see Jesus. Yes. It's possible. You know, how many of you have seen Jesus? It's possible. It depends on your realm. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. It was at this level he said, I don't even care. He said, Lord, don't lay this charge on them. Even while being stoned. If it was today. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Everybody that's stoning me. Holy Ghost fire. You know why we pray some of those prayers sometimes? You are not ignited. When you are ignited, you pray for those who are despitefully using you. I told our leaders recently, I said, it's time to stop. It's time to go back. Level where we bring people's names and put them on the floor and present them before God. One day when church, on a Sunday morning, one of my pastors was preaching. As he was preaching on the altar, a young man was passing and heard. Oh, Spirit of the Living God. These are real stories. He heard the voice and went to turn and came into the church and said he would like to see the pastor. At that time, I'd taken over. So the pastor that preached attended to him. It was just, you know, within a few minutes. And then as he was talking to him, he said, I was passing and I heard the preaching. He said, number one, as you're seeing me, I'm on my way to Ibadan. I'm supposed to kill a couple that wedded yesterday. Yes. This is a real story. Said, I'm supposed to kill them today. And he showed the pastor their numbers and their names. He was sent to kill them. He belonged to one of the cults. I don't want to mention the name. So I'm supposed to kill them this morning. Then he brought out the bag. I said, just to let you know. He opened the bag. It was charms of all kinds. And daggers and a gun. Yes. Charms. He brought it out. It was serious. Even that my pastor couldn't handle it. I'm coming. Wait, this one is more than my level. He came to call me. He said, Pastor, come and see something. And we stood by him. And as we were talking, he said, but as I passed and I heard the preaching, something touched my heart. He began to cry. He was crying seriously. He said, something touched my heart. We told him, attend the service. We had a third service. After the service, we sat him down. We had a leader who belonged to that same cult many years ago. So we went to call him to sit down with him. That one sat down. That was when I got to know that, see, if you don't belong to anything, you're in trouble. You don't belong to that one. You don't even belong to... You are not a Christian. That's the name of our cult, Christian. You don't belong. You are finished. The guy sat down and sat him down and said, he was talking to him, said, because that one was an ex. He's one of our leaders. He says, Pastor, I want to ask him some questions. I said, no problem. He says, so, which hand did they use pull trigger? Yes. And now, and I didn't know there was a sign. The guy just did like this. Ah. And then the guy, that's yes, the guy recognized him. And said, hey. And called his name. And I said, relax, relax, relax. Then he called the name of some guys and said, you know them. Then he said, remember. Then that one said, oh, he remembers that he was one that got born again one time. And they were all after him. So he asked him for the hand he used to put together. He said, let me see the hand. Then he said, ah. He told me, he said, he don't shoot. Because there was a mark. I just sat down in their midst, praying in the spirit. Before they will come and say, after a time, as we were talking, something told me, my brother, you don't belong. Leave them, let them continue. So I told him, sir, can continue the meeting. Because there's nothing the spirit can do. Guess what? A couple in Ibadan escaped death because one man heard the gospel far away in Lagos. They didn't know that they were being haunted by somebody in Lagos. They would not have made the end of that day if not because the spirit was oozing out of the word of God and reached out to somebody. It's high time that your words are spirit filled. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Somebody plans to do evil, but as you were talking to him and saying, you know, this the Bible says, and then he brings out and starts weeping, then you know that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, I'm here tonight to declare the Spirit of God over your life, that you become so filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey! Sit down, I'm about to close. I told you we'll continue on Thursday. Why must your spirit be ignited? So you can ignite others too. Did you hear what I said? So there can't be real church growth if there's no transference of spirit. You hear what I said? Somebody must carry something and throw it to somebody else. Somebody here too must be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Somebody here. It's not when every time they come and say, what's wrong with you? You have headache. Come and see our pastor. Come. Why are you disturbing pastor? Let pastor handle the bigger ones. When they say, somebody comes in and says, hey, excuse me, somebody is dead. How many days? One day. Oh, see brother Femi. How many days? 4 days. Okay, come and see pastor. Come and see pastor. That's the good one for pastor. But if it's just one day he has been dead, you can handle it, brother. You can handle it, sister. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? You can handle it. Some of you, every little thing. So come and see pastor. Headache, 2 days. Yeah, you say come and see pastor. Can't you declare? I say you don't need to disturb pastor for that. How many days is the headache? 7 days. Headache, move. And says, oh, I feel better because your spirit too is ignited. Oh, before this meeting is over, there's going to be a transference of spirits. The Lord said there's somebody at that corner, somebody at that end. He said you are very hungry for the power of the Holy Ghost. It's coming upon you tonight. It's coming upon you tonight. It's coming upon you tonight. Ah, I hear Juliet is the name of that young lady. I don't know where you are, but get ready. God says something is about to enter your spirit tonight. Something is about to penetrate your spirit tonight. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you pray in other tongues where you are? Pray in other tongues. Something is about to happen. Pray in other tongues. Pray in other tongues right where you are. Hey, ekeleboko shikata. Ekos tigara diazusa efranande kita ekosibadosa paracombre endo sondradis faraconde engla barandesia rakatakaye ekositala lemiatosa barende ekrontala.
Amen. I have a few minutes, so sit down. Let's just quickly wrap this up now. You know, John Wesley was asked, why do people come to hear you preach? He said, I just set myself on fire and people come to watch me burn. When you set yourself on fire, there are things that are not natural. I was worshiping in the house about 5 or 6 years ago. Seven years, I can't remember. As I was worshiping, I don't know if I've told you. I was just worshiping, preparing for service on a Sunday morning. It was a healing service. So when we're having this, I don't sleep. So I was just worshiping all through the night. Around 3 a.m., worshiping the Lord, singing songs. And have you ever got to a level in your life where you fall down under the anointing all by yourself? You're just worshiping and you're just down under the anointing. I fell under the anointing like 3 times. Stood up and worshiping. And the Lord said, son, that was Sunday morning now. Today's match, it was the finals of Nigeria, I think Cote d'Ivoire, I can't remember the country. Today's match, 1-0. Holy Spirit, what concerns worship with today's match? You know what he told me? I want you to know that I, the Lord, I know sports. See, it didn't concern me. It was that serious because I was not even thinking, what's my business? We have a lead service. So I knew he spoke to me and I knew I'd heard it. So I kept it to myself. Like, okay, so thank you, Lord, because we are winning the finals. So I got to church in the morning. Choir sang. I got there to preach. I saw this man coming to me again. The Holy Spirit just approached. Son, that thing I told you, tell the church. I said, Lord, you would have told me you want to disgrace me. I would have known that it's not really service to give up. At that time, we were about 300 members. So I told the church and I said, the Lord said, I was trying to wave it. He said, tell them. And I've learned to obey him. Didn't matter how he found it. Because he's told me many things in the past. So I said, the Lord said, today's match, finals between Nigeria and this country, 1-0. If you see the way some brothers' eyes changed, that, they were trying to tell me, Pastor, face your ministry. Face your ministry. I didn't mind because he told me. Anytime the Holy Ghost tells me, I don't care how people feel. So I finished preaching. After the message, we had finished service. So I told two of our leaders. One of them is the pastor of our Cote d'Ivoire branch. Now I said, we're going to watch the match together. And one other pastor, I said, can we go together? Let's just go out and watch the match. It had even left my mind. So we went to a nearby viewing center just by the church. As I entered, I just noticed that one guy said, ah! I was wondering. He took me to the front. I didn't know that half of those who were in that viewing center were in service in the morning. Sit down. So the three of us sat down. I thought they were honoring me to give me good seat. As the match began, I don't know if you remember that match. Just about 10 minutes into the match, Nigeria had scored. That's when I told myself, Lord, 90 minutes match. 80 minutes remain. Nigeria has already scored 1-0. I say it's 1-0. Okay, I believed in the Lord. But blessed are those who believe, but there shall be a performance. I sat down. And then there were chances that Ant would have scored. At one time, somebody crossed, the goalkeeper had left the place. Two of my pastors, yeah. I said, so you two do not believe that the Lord said 1-0. Say, sorry, sir. Sorry, Pastor. Sorry, Pastor. Sorry, Pastor. It's God that is doing me. Sir, the match ended 1-0. When I was going, I began to hear, I believe in your God from today. Brethren, this is no joke. The next service, our membership moved straight to over 400. That was when I got to know. When God wants to increase you, He just needs to touch your spirit. What I'm seeing today is not what I saw last year. I'm seeing a double of attendance. I'm seeing it now. That means the spirit is so heavy in here. So heavy. Because when there's a heavy spirit, you just find the place keeps growing. People keep coming. Why? It's by the spirit. Not by power. Nor by might. But by my spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Two more. And then from next Thursday, I'll tell you how to ignite your spirit. Why must our spirit be ignited? So that you will avoid sin. You see, the truth about sin is that sin comes when you are not in the spirit. Listen, when you fill yourself with the Holy Ghost, there are things that will not come close to you. When the pot is cold, flies will perch. Have you ever seen flies perching on a boiling pot? You see, I've tried all I want to try, but the thing keeps coming. It's as if I'm just preaching a pastor's message. You can see now. It's because you're not ignited. You know, I always tell people, when people come and say, Pastor, I have a problem with immorality. I want you to pray for me that the Lord will help me. I say, no problem. I'll pray for you. But I have an assignment for you. You're going to go on 21 days. Fast. Breaking with only water. By 9 p.m. Because they are determined, they will start. I noticed for many of them, they do it too. By the eighth day, even if a woman is passing naked, they'll be praying in the spirit. Lebro, push, taba. Why didn't you? Why were you not tempted at that time? Because you are not in this world. It's when you have, when you are absolutely in the flesh, watching all the canal movies, eating all the kinds of food you can eat, going to the wrong places, that's when you misbehave. When you are ignited in the Holy Ghost. When you are in the prayer team, in the prayer team. You understand what I'm saying? In the prayer team. We have one sister in our church. She's in the prayer team. When she's praying, I'll be telling myself, ah, Lord, help me to be born again. Oh, Lord, I want to be born again. I'm telling you. Very beautiful sister. But when she's praying, Rata! Yaka! I'll be saying, Lord, I need to be saved. I need to be saved. Stop being cold. Oh, tell three people, stop being cold. Tell them, stop being cold. Some of you now, some of you have been fasting. Have you been fasting? Some of you have been fasting. You, I can tell you that there are some people who have not been fasting. 12 o'clock. Yeah! So what's wrong with you? That also has come again. No! 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 You are being carnal! You have to get into a new dimension of prayer. The Bible says, pray in all manners of prayer. Rate, eta, kata, yata, ratata, ikotata, lia, late, yaka, ya, ya, ya. Brother, when you get into that level, you are ignited in your spirit. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Somebody shout, yes! Anybody who has an issue with sin, go and join the prayer team. Yes, we are looking for you. Somebody say amen. Finally, Why must your spirit be ignited? And then we pray now. Hiya. I love this one. Acts chapter 13, verse 52. And the disciples were what? And what? Igniting your spirit makes you have consistent joy. There's something about joy. I didn't say happiness. There is happiness, but there is joy. Happiness is based on conditions and circumstances and events that happen in your life. Joy is irrespective. Even when you're going through tests and trials, you just remain joyful. He says, count it all joy. When you fall into various temptations and trials, your friends will come to you and try to make you feel like you are behind. They say, look at how you are dressing. Look at how you are. We are just coming back from the club. My brother, you don't feel bad. You don't feel like now they are mocking me. No, you are filled with joy. You say, count it all joy. Are you hearing me? But says, count it all joy. Count it. Count it all joy. When people insult you, count it all joy. Brethren, some people, it's not what you're doing that makes them hate you. It's because they find that you have joy they cannot comprehend. They have done everything to make you feel down and bad. They expect that when they ridicule you or try to shame you, that you'll be crying. Yet, you are looking good. You are looking blessed. You are looking anointed. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? We used to sing a song many years ago. He says, I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. They should tell him, I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Listen, stop making it look like, some of us, we still have this contention that maybe people in the world are better. How did you get that concept? Where did you get that? You have, number one, you are not even them. You are totally different. Because number one, you have eternal life. If it were only in this world that we had a hope, we are of all men most miserable. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. You need consistent joy. That's what you used to battle what they are doing to you at home. When I was much younger, this is no joke. I have three siblings, four of us. My dad sent us out at night, 12 midnight. Said, go back to church. You either serve that God you are talking about, or you stay in his house and don't go anywhere. And we all choose. We serve God. Yeah. Many years have passed. I saw him a few weeks ago. He said, thank God you did not obey me that time. You know, we're on different levels of faith. Some people just can't suffer for Christ. Some people are just, they just want this comfortable Christianity. It's because you are dull in your spirit. That's why when they say pray in tongues, look at you, you have not advanced. There is primary one tongues, there's primary two tongues. Oh, you're not hearing me. That's why when you receive the Holy Ghost, listen, when you receive the Holy Ghost, Bible says Paul prayed for some people and they began to
speak in other tongues. That's one level of tongues. But when he was talking in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 about the gift of the Spirit, then there was another dimension of tongues called gift of diverse tongues. There are tongues that when you are speaking, the devil is crying. You get back home and they tell you that you cannot stay here. You get back home and you receive a letter that you don't like. Brother, don't cry. I said, don't cry. Open your mouth and begin to talk in other tongues. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? And the Lord will turn things in your favor. Somebody shout, yes! Let me do this. I want to round up, so this is what I'm going to do. Because on Thursday, I'll tell you how to. I'll move into how to. But before I do how to, I'll talk to you about why people's spirits don't get ignited. Then I'll tell you how to get ignited. But so that we can enter at least a dimension today. Would you like to enter one dimension today? So that by the time we're coming on Thursday, we're on another dimension. You hear what I'm talking about? So I will not start from that class. I will go to a higher class. Do you know that as I speak, the Holy Ghost is everywhere? You should be telling yourself, Lord, ignite me. Cause me to burn in the spirit. Amen. The Lord just told me about somebody in this meeting who is from the other religion. And they have been persecuting you because you became a Christian. The Lord says I should pass a new fire into your spirit. Listen, this particular person, they have been giving you trouble because you changed and became a Christian. Come. The Lord says I should pass something into your spirit.
Hallelujah, you have won the victory.
Choir, help me with a song.
Hallelujah.
Listen, this of you in front, I want to tell you something. Look at me. Go and mark what I'm saying today. Don't give up. God is about to do something with you that the world has never seen. Your family will come back and apologize years to come. Because the Lord is going to beautify your life. Stay on fire. Stay ignited. As my hands come on you now, you are going to move into another dimension of your life. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Help me sing the song.
Sondre Monkoski Dabaya.
Alleluia.
Listen. Those of you from something has happened to you right now. Something strange has happened to you. Something. It's a fresh fire. You will not give up. This is an impartation of the Spirit. Like Paul came to pass into the church. Can you do me a favor? We're going to do something in 5 minutes. And please permit me, because the atmosphere has changed. As I speak now, there is power everywhere. And the Lord spoke to my ears and said, "Son, tell my children to drive out every devil now." Listen, when you become ignited, this way the Bible says, you will lay your hands on the sick, they'll recover. He says, you will tread on serpents and scorpions. Oh, are you hearing me? It's time to drive out every devil around you. You are going to declare in the name of Jesus, whatever devil is around your home, around your academics, around your house, command them to leave now. Go ahead. There is fire over here. There is fire all over here.